Now, President Bush is expected to talk more about what he calls the nation's addiction to oil during his State of the Union speech tomorrow night. Auto executives in Detroit will be listening closely. For more on what they're hoping to hear, here's Dustin Dwyer of Michigan Radio.
During a speech last week in Dearborn, Michigan, General Motors CEO Rick Wagoner suggested that recent drops in gas prices could take the focus off new technologies to cut oil use. And that's where he says government can help.
Going forward, we believe that the reality of the marketplace is going to require proactive government action in support of a policy of energy security and diversity, regardless of what happens to the price of oil in the short term.
Wagoner says that means more incentives for people to buy alternative fuel cars and more money for research on fuel-saving technologies. Many in Congress think tougher government standards on vehicle fuel economy would also help curb oil use. But not surprisingly, many around Detroit oppose tougher standards. David Cole is an analyst with the Center for Automotive Research. He says such regulations won't change some buyers' desire for big, thirsty vehicles.
When you're in the auto industry, you have to believe in the fundamentals of basic market-based economics and that consumers make the decision.
Cole says the bottom line is if government leaders want better fuel economy, they'll have to work with the auto industry to set realistic targets. For NPR News, I'm Dustin Dwyer.